from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has said his people have the right to protest and criticize the government. In his first public response to nationwide anti-establishment protests that continue, Rouhani also tweeted that social unrest and destruction of public property are unacceptable. University of San Francisco scholar Stephen Zunis tells VOA protesters are upset with the state of the country's economy.
It appears to simply be pent-up frustration at an economy that has failed to meet the needs of the Iranian people, rampant corruption, and a regime which calls itself an Islamic Republic, but in the view of many Iranians, is neither.
So far, two protesters have been killed during demonstrations, hundreds arrested. At least eight people were killed in protest in Democratic Republic of Congo over President Joseph Kabila's refusal to step down, at least until elections are held in a year. A spokesperson for UN peacekeepers says at least seven people were killed in the capital, Kinshasa, and one in Kananga. Dozens were arrested. Last year, Mr. Kabila committed to an election in 2017, but the government has since pushed that back. A suicide bomber killed numerous people in an attack targeting the funeral of a former district chief in eastern Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Taliban denied any involvement. Incident comes days after a suicide attack on a Shiite cultural center in Kabul that left 41 people dead, more than 80 wounded. Islamic State claiming responsibility for that attack. This is VOA News. In his highly anticipated New Year's Day address, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said the U.S. will never attack the country because he now has the capability of hitting the U.S. mainland with nuclear weapons. Kim also vowed to mass-produce nuclear warheads, but said the weapons will only be used if the North's security is threatened. But he also said the path to dialogue was open and is considering sending a delegation to the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. Soon-Yun Lee is a Korean Studies Associate Professor at Tufts University.
The timing is optimal for North Korea to make this show of peace offensive that would give wind to the Moon administration, also to China and Russia, in calling on the United States to back off a little bit. No more rhetorical escalation, no more big-scale combined military exercises with South Korea for the time being. In a word, to make concessions.
North Korea, the object of tightening UN sanctions, launched several missile tests and detonated a sixth nuclear device in 2017. Millions of revelers, that is, worldwide, taken to the streets to welcome in 2018. Preparation for celebrations in cities around the world. Security officials have deployed to keep New Year's Eve revelers safe. Meantime, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has issued a red alert to the world in his 2018 New Year's statement and warned of deepening conflicts and new dangers that have emerged.
I urge leaders everywhere to make this New Year's resolution. Narrow the gaps, bridge the divides, rebuild trust by bringing people together around common goals. Unity is the path. Our future depends on it.
Guterres, who took office in January of 2017, appealed then for a year of peace, but is now saying the word instead has gone in the reverse. People of Zimbabwe celebrated their first New Year's Eve in 37 years without Robert Mugabe as their president. Alicia Danda was out among the revelers.
I'm very happy to be in 2018. This year promises to be a good year for Zimbabwe and for me, myself, and for the rest of our family. You just want to say happy 2018 to everyone.
Following public and army pressure, Mugabe resigned in November, shortly after Parliament began impeachment proceedings against him. The former vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, was later sworn in as president of Zimbabwe. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.